Blog Talk Radio.
Third and the fourth, it was me, Big Dog, and the Edgard Posse.
So, you know, when they say they're going to fix something, well, it's something that they wrecked in the first place. But I want to say this too, Geraldo. I can't believe that my show is in its second season, and that tallies on this too, the popularity of the conspiracies, because people just do not trust their government today. Our government has lied to us bold-faced too often, and it's starting to show up now, both politically and in my show.
There you go. There you have it. Jesse Ventura. That's right. It's Sunday night. Geraldo's got an amazing show going on right now. He's got Jesse Ventura, who's promoting his show Conspiracy Theory, which I can't wait to see. I don't know if it's started yet. But don't get me wrong. It's no Mad Men. Anywho, it's Vincent the Bay here with you on a Sunday evening here in the beautiful Bay Area, nestled in California here on the West Coast. For those of you who join us in the East Coast, it's what, 1:30, 1:40? Yeah, we opened up there with Just Another Day by Too Short, Short Dizzle. And following up on a story I did yesterday in the chat, I was featuring the twit pic or whatever it was that was sent to me, or that I got on my Twitter feed of somebody took at the Cypress Hill Smokeout, where they had, like, this enormous inflated Buddha, green Buddha, with, like, holding, like, a pot leaf on its belly. And so following up on that story, it looks like this via the 420 Times, the Cypress Hill Smokeout took place yesterday in San Bernardino, California, and it was attended by tens of thousands of people. Some great bands, including Cypress Hill and Incubus, and a plethora of DJs hit the stage. From there were proponents of medical marijuana and Prop 19 at a full force, registering new voters. So they're trying to blah-bitty-blah, you know, pump this up as like some activist thing. Manu Chao played at that. I can't believe they didn't throw his name in the mix. I didn't know Incubus was playing at that. Yikes. My lord. Sorry I missed that. But no, Manu Chao was playing at that, so that would have been cool to see him. I'd go for that, just to see him. But he played up here at the Warfield on Friday night, and I missed that. I was too coopered out to even muster enough energy to check that out, but had I been in better proximity and better spirits, I would have attended for sure. It was a great lineup. It was him and Rupa and the April Fishes. Some East Bay talent. Speaking of East Bay talent, I am going to hit on some new music here in a little bit. I'm pretty excited about this thing. I just found out that it's on iTunes. It's called The Burners, with a Z. I'll put this in the chat room. And I'm uploading it right now to my BTR, so maybe in the second half of the program I will dive into some burners. Speaking of burning, we have the switchboard is lighting up here, and we have a caller. Let's go to the call in line, and caller, you're on the air. Welcome to your Sunday night sexy time. Who's this?
What's up?
Is this your girl, Callie?
Maybe.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, my gosh. I know, right?
I'm totally wet. I'm moist right now. Extremely moist.
I was totally in your area today. Well, I don't think I was.
Yeah,
I
thanks
saw...
for calling me. Thanks.
Well, I don't even know how close Shitty. It was, okay? I don't know the Bay Area. Calm down. I was 30 minutes.
Well, Half Moon
ago.
Bay, were you in San Jose? Were you in the South Bay at all?
No, we were in Foster City, and then I read a sign when I was driving. Downtown San Fran was 32 minutes away. Did take the San Pio Bridge, but I did see...
No, you were like 45 minutes away. You weren't like... Dude, you went to the Lady Gaga show. That was like right. That was like two blocks from me, basically.
Yeah.
That... You fumbled the ball there, not on this one.
I didn't even know, because all the time I talk to you, you're in L.A., you're jet-setting all over the country, all over the West
Coast.
Yeah,
I'm usually hanging out in Los Banos, waiting for you to show up.
I barely go to the bathroom. That's once. I probably will have to go to the bathroom this week, actually. Probably have to. Not looking forward to it, but I want to give a big shout out to KMEL. They showed me Major Love when I was over there, and I was very impressed, if you have to say, and I'm officially saying that I am going to move to the Bay Area as soon as I can afford to move over there, because my poor ass can't just live over there. Your gas prices are insane, by the way. $3.27 for a gallon.
Oh,
we're over here in the valley.
Dude, when it hit $4, there were some places where it was almost pushing $5.
I mean, like, in the valley, we got close to $5.
And it went up in, like, 3 months.
It's
insane. Sorry.
Right now, it's $2.94. I think that's a safe way, and they gave you, like, 3 cents off a gallon if you have a club card. I saw that. I was like, holy shit, I would not pay your gas prices. That is insane. But, love the Bay. I am definitely going to be researching some of the radio stations out there. I know Wild 94.9 and KMEL are pretty big over there. But, you know, whoever picks me, I'm down.
I pick you first.
All right. I'll go work at your radio station.
Yeah, this is it right here. I'll pay you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, you're hired.
All right, woohoo! I work for a
right,
Bay
now.
Area company now.
Sweet. Now clean the toilets. Thanks. Here, I'll make you two copies of the keys tonight, and I'll get them to you tomorrow.
All right.
You start on Wednesday.
Send them via Twitter. That's how I get all my messages.
Yeah, I'll totally, yeah, you can just download it.
And you know what's really funny, speaking about that, like, on my, like, personal phone, my voicemail, it's not like, hey, what's up, it's blah, 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 I leave a message. No, it's basically what I say, Twitter me, or Facebook me, and then I hang up. No, it's not like, leave a message, and I'll get back to you. No, it's like, basically, Twitter me, or Facebook me, or I'm not going to get back to you.
Exactly. Just Twitter me. Seriously, you want to have a conversation with me? You want to know? Do you want to have a conversation with me, or you just want to know where I stand on things? If you just want to know where I stand on things, just refer to my Twitter. Don't say anything to me.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. How many tweets are you at now?
Dude, I'm over 13,000.
Get it? Woo!
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Relative to what? I mean. I just hope I get past 13 quick, because it's like an unlucky number for people. I'm on 13,155, and I'm about to do 56 right now.
but basically people say that I have no life because I have 15,000 tweets. But it is what it is. But Vince, I would love to stay, but I was in the Bay all day, and I'm very tired, and it was rainy and cold, and I got all muddy, and it was horrible. But I definitely want you to check out a place called Cara, however you want to pronounce it, cupcakes. They're in San Fran, San Jose. What's that fucking place that has a VA hospital?
How do you spell it? K-A-R-A?
Yeah.
Cara Cookies? Cupcakes.
Cupcakes. Mm-hmm.
San Francisco? Where are they based?
They're based in San Fran, San Jose, that place that has the VA clinic. What the fuck is, I don't know what it's called.
JarrettsCupcakes.com. Oh, yummy.
Mm-hmm. They're amazing. But,
are they moist?
Napa.
Oh, my gosh.
Palo Alto.
Wow. Do they have peanut butter ones? Are those peanut butter right there?
Yes, they have peanut butter ones.
Oh, my God, I would devour this in, like, 30 seconds. I'd eat, like, 8,000 of them.
Yes, they do. I
take them all out of their wrappers, put them in a big cereal bowl, and then pour milk over them and just eat them like cereal.
That sounds so good.
Wouldn't that be cool if they were actual size right there? There's like ultra mini ones you can just like pop in your mouth.
They're not very big. I mean, they're okay size, but
yeah.
So definitely check that out. It's awesome.
She's on Twitter. So I follow her on Twitter, obviously, and Facebook. See, I like it when people it's simple. Just integrate your Facebook and Twitter. Make your page simple, you know, pleasing to the eye. Don't go overboard. Oh, one of my followers, followees, is already following her. So we're like in the family.
Okay.
Of course, I gotta follow her on. Anyways, kids, that's carascupcakes.com.
Mm-hmm.
And your girl, Callie. Okay, so Callie, before you sign off, anything you want to promote other than the fact that you're ready to whore yourself out to KMEL?
let's see. Actually, a lot of people that are following me are following her. Not really. That I exclusive here on Vince Mode. I will be planning to move into I can't talk. I've been up forever, and I have 4 hours of sleep. I am officially moving to the Bay Area, and I am thinking about doing a show, which is very touch and go. I don't know about that yet. It's still in the thought process.
In development.
It's in development, yes.
Totally liking Cara's Cupcakes on Facebook. I'm liking her.
Mm-hmm.
Or Cara, I'm assuming there's a chick Cara that makes these cupcakes, right?
Yeah. Cara, Cara, however you want to technically say it.
Cara.
They're yummy. I had this sweet vanilla one. There's this one, it's like French, and it's chocolate with caramel filling in it.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. They're super yummy. Like, if I lived in the Bay Area right now, I would definitely go and buy
They cater. This is great. It's just cupcakes for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For every occasion. Intense.
They're super, super yummy. So, everyone, if you live in the North California Bay Area, you know what we're talking about. Yes, definitely go and check that out. Right now, you know what I'm actually going to do, what I'm doing, is that I am telling them that we are talking about them on your show.
Hmm. Excellent. They should be sponsors. We can pimp them. We could talk about Cara's Cupcakes. Actually, first they need to clarify something for us. Is it Cara or Kara? Or does it matter?
I don't know. But they're super yummy.
Sure. All right. Well, I think as we say adieu to our good friend Callie here, let me go into a track. Callie, I want to try to turn you on to this song from this band, The Memorials. If you're moving to the Bay and you want to get really integrated with Bay musicians and Bay music, you should check out this band called The Memorials. It's
okay.
This drummer. He's like a Grammy Award-winning drummer. He used to drum for Mars Volta. And he's like hooked up with this chick from Oakland. And they formed this band, The Memorials. And it's basically rock music, but these days it's like very soulful. And these guys, this dude, this drummer, the guy that put the whole thing together, he's played with all kinds of cats, like hip-hop, rock, R&B. You know, he's played with Keisha Cole. He was a music director for Keisha Cole. He's like a fucking crazy musician. This is his new project, and you should check them out. I follow them on Twitter and Facebook, and this is their track called West Coast from The Memorials, right here on your Sunday Night Sexy Time with Vince in the Bay, and we've been talking with our lovely guest, your girl Callie. Right here on BTR. Peace. Yeah, there you have it. That was was the Memorials with West Coast right here on your Sunday Night Sexy Time program. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. I want to thank once again your girl, Callie, for stopping in. She didn't have to do that. She was very tired, and but she was a champ. She came through, and it's much appreciated. I like it when my ladies go out of their way to make themselves available to chit-chat, even if it's just for a meager 20 minutes or whatever. So moving right along here, I mentioned earlier we're going to go into the next hour. We're going to go into some of this burners. Speaking of East Bay acts, the Burners, which is a side project of one of the many side projects, you know, I would imagine that are out there of Zion I. And this is an interesting group. It's the MC from Zion I. Zumi, if I'm not incorrect. Zumi from Zion I. I think that's his name. I'm gonna have to look this dude up here on Twitter. Anyway, he's on Twitter. I'm gonna figure it out. But I'm uploading that right now. That's the Burners, new Burners EP or whatever it is, or record. It's on iTunes right now. I'm downloading that, and while I'm doing that, I should keep the ball rolling here, assuming the podcast is holding up here. Let's go with some. Let's mix things up here. A little Flight of the Conchords. We'll be right back.
This is a sort of not strictly folk music. It's more of a
folk and bee jam.
Right. Okay. Right.
Flight business time.
Flight of the Conchords.
1, 2, 3, 4. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, it's business time, it's business time.
It's business time.
That's what you mean it's business time. Oh.
It's business time.
Oh yeah, that's right. We go brush our teeth. That's all part of it. That's foreplay. You go sort out the recycling. That's not part of it, but it's still very important. Next thing you know, we're in the bedroom. You're wearing that ugly, baggy t-shirt from that team-building exercise you did for your old work. And it's never looked better on you. Oh, wah, 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 wah. I take off my trousers and trip over them, but I turn it into a little dance that makes you think, yum, he's very sexy. Now I'm down to just my socks. And you know, when I'm down to just my socks, what time it is. It's time for business. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
You know, when I'm wearing my socks, it's business time. They're business socks.
It's business.
Oh yeah, make a love for, make a love for two, make a love for 2 minutes, that's right, almost finished. When it's with me, you only need 2 minutes, because I'm so intense. You say something like, is that it? But I know what you mean. You mean, oh yeah, that's it. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven. You tell me you want some more. Well, I'm not surprised. Oh, but I'm quite sleepy.
Hours are over.
It's business. It's business time.
Come on, Dennis.
Okay, it's Vince in the Bay with you. I'm having some technical difficulties here with my, we're working on this here. Town Painter, I am in the San Francisco Bay, the South Bay of San Francisco. But check this out, House Painter. I got to get my Skype back up and running. I'm calling in from my phone right now. I'm going to get back up on the Skype here. I'm in a little bit of technical difficulties. Please stand by, and while you're standing by, let's check out Town Painter. How about this? Tell me, what kind of music are you into, Town Painter? Because I've been uploading crap like crazy on this thing. I bet you I can play DJ and play something that you would enjoy. I've really uploaded a lot of crap on here. Anyways, I am working on, I'm downloading the Burners album right now. I'm going to play a track or two off of that later. But in the meantime, I want to welcome Town Painter, of course. Sorry, Town Painter, you just missed your girl, Callie. She was joining us in the first half hour there. We had her first segment. She was just kind of checking in, telling us her plans to relocate to the Bay Area. Apparently, she did some cross-promotion with some event with Cameo. And she enjoyed it, had a great experience, and thinking of moving to the Bay herself.
Tower Painter. I can't read. Sorry, man. It's like I'm squinting here trying to... I'm really far back from the screen. But yeah, sorry. Tower Painter. Did I say Town Painter? I don't even know what I called you, dude. I'm sorry. Totally disrespected him. I'm like... I might just be disrespecting there you there by assuming you're a dude, but maybe you're a chick. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Tower Painter, thanks for joining me. No prob, man. Okay, it's a dude. Anyways, I have a huge preference for one way. Oh, wait, I don't have a huge preference one way or the other. The last song was good. DKM. What the fuck was it? The last song I just played? I don't even know what it was. Yeah. Oh, Shane. Okay, that's better than Town Painter or Tower Painter. It doesn't matter. Shane. Shane, thanks for joining me here. Appreciate it. Help holding it down with me here. I just spontaneously decided to put out a show. And unfortunately, the only way you can find Dropkick Murphys. Oh, I get you. Okay. Yeah, the song I just played was Flogging Molly. A track called Swagger. But Dropkick Murphys. I don't have any Dropkick Murphys, but I have some Pogues on here, I think. Let me double check that. Probably like the Pogues, right? I mean, come on, who doesn't like the Pogues? Oh, I hope somebody doesn't like the Pogues, because I don't think I have it on here. Damn, I spoke too soon. Maybe, No. I do have some Pogues on here. So if you want to do some Pogues, we can do that. While you're trying to decide, I'll play some Circle Jerks.
I was a hippie. I was a burnout. I was a dropout. You know, I was out of my head, and I was a surfer. I had a skateboard. I was a happy man. You know, I never was red. I was a fucked up. I was a screwed up. I was a jacked up. Couldn't get any higher than that. And I was a jacked up.
Okay, so Tower Painter, aka Shane, aka Town Painter, has never heard of the Pogues. That's unfortunate. Well, here, let's take you to school here then, Shane. Your name's Shane, dude. I think the fucking name, the lead singer of the Pogues name is Shane, if I'm not mistaken. Let me double check that. Although I do know one of the main members of the band is his name is Spider. If that impresses you in any way, shape, or form, it does me. They got like 20 guys in the band, and one of them's named Spider. I guess that's inevitable. So I got to get my, you know what? Yeah, I got to get the Skype back up and running. Okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm trying to get the Skype back up and running. And while I do that, I'm going to play some Pogues. I'll be right back.
The
There it is. There you have it. The Pogues featuring Shane McGowan. That's right. The lead singer of The Pogues is Shane McGowan. Yeah, it's ironic or coincidental, whatever, however you want to look at it, because Tower Painter, a.k.a. Shane, a.k.a. Town Painter, he is named Shane. So there's Shane McGowan. Has a trip. I've seen him live. I saw him actually was backstage at one of his shows in New York years ago, one of their first reunion tours in the 2000s, whatever, however you want to call that decade. Guy was a trip. This guy, he was kind of like a little, I mean, he partied hard. He still parties hard. I mean, he has no teeth. He's like a total drunk. He has his own little cave essentially on stage. Like they sort of like cordon off a little corner with like, and it's like his little like brooding little cave right off stage where he just, it's like him and a bottle of wine. I don't know if he shoots up in there. I don't know what goes on, but he's got his own private little tent thing, like right off stage. And when he goes on stage, he goes out with a bottle of wine. And if he, you know, runs, you know, there's somebody on like wine detail. The guy's a mess. But he's a brilliant songwriter. And during the 70s and 80s, the 80s especially, the Pogues were very influential. And my God, I just pulled up their wiki page and like, Lord have mercy. There's about 5,000 members. Apparently, Joe Strummer is listed as a former member of the Pogues. I don't know if he just like appeared on a record. I don't know about that. Okay, so they were active in the 80s and 90s, and then they broke up in the mid-90s and got back together in the 2000s, and yeah, Spider Stacy, that's dude's name. I got this, I was backstage, a friend of mine was doing some audio recording work, and I was there just hanging out, got there early with him, helped him load in, and like, just stayed backstage and kicked it, and I actually got to hang out with the, who's the opening band that night? There's two openers. There was William Elliott Whitmore. I got to meet him and hang out with him. Shot a little video of his performance. And then I saw the Slackers? Yeah, the Slackers. It's like a New York, Brooklyn ska band, extraordinaires. kicked it with them in their dressing room and saw them play. And then got to see the Pogues play up close and personal. It was amazing. I was really fortunate when I was in New York for, 2 years? I kicked it pretty hard and saw a lot of shows up close and personal like that. Good times. Anyways, moving right along, if you want to give us a call, 347-826. Give me a call. Pardon me. 1-347-826-7667. As I said, I'm uploading the Burners track that I'm going to play in a little bit. But yeah, Spider Stacy. That's the dude. So Shane says, I wonder if he was named after a Western movie where the dude said name died. I have no idea what Western movie you're referring to, Shane. You mean the movie Shane? I guess that's what you mean. Yeah, they made us watch that in, I went to film school and they made us watch that. The thing about Shane is he was like a total hero, but like the actor in real life was like sort of like Tom Cruise. He was like 4'2". He was like tiny. He was like Michael J. Fox size, you know, but smaller. I forgot the name of that actor, but great movie, though. Shane, fantastic movie. And then Shane goes on, I have seen some great shows, but the best ever just pure performance was Roy Clark. Unfortunately, I don't have any Roy Clark loaded up here. Oh, and we are loaded up here, I must say. But moving right along, let's see what we have here. You might like Shooter Jennings. Shooter Jennings came out, I don't know if you know this, but Shooter Jennings came out with a concept record this year. And it was like it's kind of like a stoner album concert record. And it's narrated by, conceptual album, whatever you want to call it. And it's narrated by Stephen King. He's got a really odd, weird voice. But this is a track off of that. This is called Fuck You, I'm Famous, Shooter Jennings. I'll be right back. Famous from Shooter Jennings off the record. It's called Black Ribbons, I believe. I should know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's called Black Ribbons. Cool record. It's kind of weird, though, to have in your shuffle, because sometimes there'll just be a track where it's just Stephen King's voice narrating, and it's like he's this radio talk show host that's broadcasting live during the apocalypse, if it's what it feels like. I actually, to be honest, I don't think I've listened to it straight through. It's something like 25 tracks or something. I haven't sat through the whole thing in its entirety straight through more than maybe once. But there's definitely jams in there, and it's supposed to be a good show. It's him collaborating with this band called Hydrophant, which is a stoner rock band, I guess. I don't know, from Texas, I want to guess, but I shouldn't do that. But he teamed up with them, and he's been touring with them. They, like, opened for Bob Dylan. They've been all over the place. Oh, lost audio. I hope I'm not muted. Am I muted? I'm not muted. I can't be muted. So, Tower Painter, did you, by any chance, happen to refresh and find that the audio is now functioning correctly and you're able to hear me? If so, give me a thumbs up or some sort of sign. So, anyways, let's get back to playing some music here. Some music, if you will. Tower Painter can hear again. Very good. Okie dokie then. How do you feel about Cypress Hill?
Yeah. be black. Cause when a real one gets a funky feel, when a real one gets a funky feel, when a real one gets a funky feel, when you know where the real one gets a funky feel.
If I can just unmute my mic there, I believe I have. And I would like to thank Tower Painter for engaging me here. Apparently, Tower Painter, not a big fan of Cypressil, gives Cypressil a 5, a scale of 1 to 10, a 5. Doesn't like Cypressil. I'm taking it now, this isn't overall just hip-hop in general. Like, you're not... Newer bands seem whiny to Tower Painter. Okay, Tower Painter, have you heard of, this is something that's in heavy rotation here on my show, whenever I do it. Have you heard of Street Sweeper Social Club? Street Sweeper Social Club. It's the union of Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and Boots Riley of The Coup. They're both older bands, at least they go back to my youth. Rage Against the Machine, 90s, The Coup, the 90s, both hip-hop and rock slash hip-hop. I was more into Rage Against the Machine during the 90s. I knew about The Coup, but wasn't really into them. Didn't get into The Coup until I met The Coup. And... got into their music, yeah, I'll play some Street Sweeper Social Club for you. Let me warm you up here. I'm talking about Street Sweeper Social Club. They have a couple records. They had a record they came out with last year. That was called Street Sweeper Social Club. You can find it on iTunes. And I would say this is probably my favorite song off of that record that came out last year. This is Somewhere in the World, It's Midnight. I'll be right back.
Get out of school and think. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. and quitting time is time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to gig. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorillas just shot too big. Somebody needs a bottle. This adrenaline flow, that's the middle fence. Stopping through your suburbs like hope, meth and Ritalin. Street lights and innocence, we fight for little yen. Despite the bitter end and ignite carcinogens. This is a little shot of can't be stopped. A lot of fuck you pay me, little fuck the cops. Cause them parasites will suck your wop and bankrupt your block. Chuck you overseas to buff the block. And in the gallows of San Quentin, the officials were smitten by the smooth wild boy which my initials were written. So they paid no attention at the scribble transmission read. I'ma get out of here, pray I don't get ammunition. Come on. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock. Time to get out as soon as that. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. They couldn't tie me, time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock. Let's get fly, man, and go to gig. Somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot two pigs. Come on and come on with it. Sometimes the knife holds your soul. You can't see the scars. This force between the stars. The dialogue, the stolen DVD
players in VCRs. I know a corner if you say cocaine and claim that you're taking the Lord's name in vain. I came to spit flames until the shit changed, until we switched games, the streets drown in pain. Now, y'all might just drank and fuck to this. Let's knuckle up and deconstruct the shit. I'ma show you what they dysfunction is. They need some nickel-plated acupuncturists, violent vulturists, let's get tumultuous and bring a multitude to where they lunching is. Somewhere in the world it's 3 o'clock, time to get out of school and thank. Somewhere in the world it's 5 p.m. They putting time into time to drink. Somewhere in the world it's 8 o'clock, let's get fly, man, and go to the gear. But somewhere in the world it's midnight and the gorilla just shot you big. Come on, recover with it.
Tweak Central. That's definitely a signature Tom and Morello guitar there. No doubt about it. That was Somewhere in the World It's Midnight off of their debut record, which was called self-titled Street Sweeper Social Club. And so they put out that record and they toured with Jane's Addiction and Nine Inch Nails. And they got done with that, and then they came out with a little EP this year. And that EP is entitled, I don't know, Tower Painter, I might have lost you at this point. Maybe you're not digging Streets SSSC. Maybe I should give you some more. So they did this EP where it's like half covers, half original content. And it's called Ghetto Blaster, and they do some covers, and one of the covers they do is, ironically enough, Paper Planes by MIA off of Ghetto Blaster, Street Sweeper Social Club.
I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got one to my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. I fly like paper, get high like planes. If you catch me at the border, I got one to my name. If you come around, hey, we working all day. Your life gon' pass you in a second if you wait. Just like this a day when I'm sitting on trains. Every step we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Just like Jesse James when I'm sitting on trains. Every step we get to 2 o'clock in that game. Go food for dinner, the world is in flames. Bonafide hustlers making that change. Yeah, all they wanna do is enter and take money. All they wanna do is
like the glory rolls on and yet another rock block featuring Street Sweeper Social Club. I don't know how that always works out. I guess I felt compelled to turn on Tower Painter. I don't know if you're digging it. You haven't said anything either way, I don't think. So I want to keep the let the glory roll on here. As I mentioned, Boots Riley is one part of the genius that is Street Sweeper Social Club, and of course he is from the world-renowned Oakland-based group The Coup, and Street Sweeper Social Club on their new record Go to Get a Blaster do a cover of a Coup classic, Everything.
It's time to work. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Everybody throw your lights up. Tell me y'all finna fight or what? Everybody get your shit started. This is y'all motherfucking party. Every death is an abrupt one. Every cop is a corrupt one. If you ain't got no cash up in the trust fund. Every cat with a gap wanna bust one. Every guest wanna plus one. Every tenement's a penitent. So every tribe, man, is innocent. Time served should be in a sitting spin. Everybody wanna hit a lick. Every one of y'all is getting pimped. Every time I spin, I'm finna rip. Every cancer's a homicide. Every boss better run and hide. Every human is some kinder black. Every visa got a pin to crack. Every verse is from the cardiac. Every search is involuntary. Every inmate won't commissary. Every bank note is promissory. Every broke motherfucker finna form a gang. And when we come, we taking everything.
Come, they're taking everything. Anywho, that winds up our rock block there of Street Sweeper Social Club. But check out Ghetto Blaster, the EP. It's out there somewhere on iTunes and various other places. moving right along here, another track and heavy rotation here. Gogo Bordello off of their newest one, Trans Global Hustle. This is Pale Tutte right here on your Sunday Night Sexy Time. It's your host, Vincent the Bank. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. You have a request. I'll try to get to it. I have 45 minutes left. I don't know if I can fit it all in. I thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. I'll be right back after these brief messages from Gogo Bordello and friends.
Caravan is coming, old guitars are strumming. Chief is sitting high with gold across the chest. I'm just a little child, I don't even own a guitar. But mama, they got girls that I love the best. Lela, 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 pala tute. Сейчас камерас, нарава пала латре. Лела, 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 лела пала туте. Guitar for you, my little chavo. If you play to kissing, you gotta play this thing. La 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 la.
Yeah. Ah, yes. Finally, we get some approval from Tower Painter. He likes Gogo Bordello. Well, great. You'll probably like their new album. That's sort of their title track. They're not the title track, but the, I think the first single, if it is. They signed to Rick Rubin's record label and recorded with Rick Rubin. Put out this record with a new drummer from they have Oliver Charles, if I could say that word. Oliver Charles, former drummer for Ben Harper, who's now touring, but Oliver Charles is now Margolo Bordello, touring with them, recording with them, and he's a great drummer. And here's another, if you like that track, here's another one off their new one. This is Break That Spell, or Break the Spell, or Break a Spell. I don't know, Break Spells. It's Break the Spell by Gogo Bordello right here on your Sunday Night Sexy Time.
Just because I come from Roma camp of the hill, they put me in a school for mentally ill. Take your pill. Any road I take leads to the Bastille.
Break the spell.
break the spell.
Yeah, we're trying to break that spell. My goodness. I'm trying to break the spell of candy corn. You know how you break the spell of candy corn? You just eat it all. It's disgusting. I'll tell you what's not disgusting, though. Well, in some ways it's disgusting, but disgustingly fun to be. Is Gogo Bordello concert. If you ever get a chance, Tower Painter, treat yourself to a Gogo Bordello concert. And those are two tracks off their record. Well, just came out. And they're touring right now. You might be, can't be able to catch them. They're always touring. They're one of those bands that are just always eternally on the road. Whether they have a record out or not, they're just touring all the time. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? It's not a crime. Speaking of which, this is probably one of their signature tunes. If you're not familiar with Gogo Bordello, you got to go back and check out their earlier recordings. But probably the quintessential Gogo Bordello record is Gypsy Punk's Undertow World Strike, of which... If you don't have any, don't know about it, doesn't matter, it's not a crime.
Я письмо достал, Николай Иванович, и опять запрещенное.
Совершенно запрещенное. Белинского Гоголь.
Ах, Николай Иванович, какое письмо?
Чудо чаджин!
Today. it was not a crime. In your time it was not a crime.
It's totally natural. Oh, so I totally missed Meet the Press. Because if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Right? Isn't that how that goes? If it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. Sign me up. Where do I sign up? I can do that. If it's Sunday, because if it's Sunday, it's Meet the Press. I just did that. Look out, David Gregory. Here I come. Anyway, so I just devoured a bunch of candy corn. I feel despicable. But I was just commenting in the chat room that I do enjoy the little miniature yellow candy corns that show up, a couple of them randomly in like candy corn bags, like little miniature yellow ones. This one actually is miniature yellow, but it's got the white tip. They're tasty. But it's about what it tastes like when you when you get the melon, mellow ball or whatever, variety pack, mellow cream variety pack. Oh, yeah. You go into any, like, Walgreens or CVS or whatever, or Duane Reade for those in East Coast, you're going to get... You're going to get this right. I found one candy corn that actually looks like a piece of Swiss cheese. I have no idea what happened to this. It's kind of scary how this turned out here. But it kind of looks like it almost be like a laser gun or something. I don't know. Or shoe. I have no idea what this is. But, so we got a half hour to go. 25 minutes left to take your calls, 347-826-7667. I'm going to keep playing tunes here as we wind things down. I want to thank Tower Painter for lending his towerly painting expertise to the early morning's events. Chopping up in the chat room. Wow, I just binged on some candy corn. That was not wise. Don't do that at home, kids. Do it in somebody else's house. Moving right along. So, Tower Painter, basically the deal is with Golga Bordello. They're traveling gypsies. They're rock band / gypsies. I mean, go figure. Eugene Hoots, the leader of the band, is claims to be a Romani gypsy descendant, and he tours the world with his band, and he's an advocate of Roma rights, and there's a lot of shit going down with Roma rights. In France, for example, a lot of thousands of Roma are being forced to flee to Bulgaria and Germany, I think. No, Bulgaria and Romania. Yeah, if you go back to Bulgaria and Romania, and like they're trying to clamp down on the EU, and it looks like, it sounds from all the indications that the euro might be going out the tubes, out the window, as it were, and because I know Merkel is I saw some posts today. I didn't read it. You know what? I should really look into it. But Merkel, I guess, is saying, oh, the multicultural society has failed. I mean, that's just code for, oh, sorry, the euro didn't work out. Sorry, Spain. Sorry, Portugal. Sorry, Italy. Sorry, Greece. Thanks for coming out. Sayonara. Spain, Portugal, Greece, Italy, Ireland. The pigs, they're out. I mean, they've been out for a while, but they're just straight up going to wind that down, which was what we have to do with the show here. I want to thank Tower Painter for coming on. I don't know if you like jams, Tower Painter, but here's a jam that is going to blow you away. Do you like drumming? Do you like drummers? Do you like just like funky ass musicians? Well, you're going to love this. Maceo Parker with Dennis Chamber on drums, featuring Dennis Chamber on drums.
Pass, feet, sound like we used to say. Pass, feet, sound like we used to say.
Hello. Sorry, we had a little communication breakdown there. I unmuted myself. Hopefully, somebody's hearing me. I don't know. I unplugged my USB headset, and I don't know if the speaker's picking me up or not. We'll see. I might have to listen back to the archives. I don't think anybody's in the chat. I'm not looking at the chat right now. Let me look at the chat real quick. Chat room, let's see. So I'm calling on Skype right now. I don't have the headset plugged in. Thinking I should probably switch to the phone. Anyways, that's how I missed to wrap this up. I want to thank my home dudes, Tower, Painter, and Gabriel Kelly for coming through. It's great to have Gabriel Kelly show up for the program. Anyways, that was Nicia Parker there with Dennis Chambers and drums. And there you have it. A couple minutes to get here. I'm probably just going to play another tune and sign off here. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you in the chat room if you're in there. Let's see, oh, here's chat. Let's see. Oh, there's nobody in there. Tower Painter signed off a little bit a while ago. Don't get in the hood. We're winding down here in the wee hours. Creeping up on 12:30 a.m. Pacific time. With yours truly, Vince in the Bay. We're broadcasting live from the West Coast. The Best Coast. The Bay. The South Bay. Good boy, Vince in the Bay. Oh, the Burners. I never got to the Burners. Here's the Burners. We got to play the Burners. I forgot. I've been hyping this up. And I played that, like, 20-minute Nacia Parker track. I forgot the Burners. Right, I'm going to play the Burners. We're going out here with the Burners. These are our home dudes from Zion Eye Crew, Oakland, California. Check it out. catch you on the flip side. This has been your Sunday Night Sexy Time with your host, Vincent LeBay. Peace out.
Burn him!
You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. The mind of a hacker. I call the back stack. Your middle linebackers. I leave the blitz back. Game cold like the Packers. School face rapper. You'll get my dappers from shorty here rapper. I'm known as a zombie. Blah, blah, blah. With the auger, it's hard and I arm a car. And I flow like the Nile. Creations of style. Haters taste good like Pico de Gallo. Ain't nothing can't save me. Sick in the brain. And the click, click, to flip. All I'm spitting is flame. And you better get retarded. Your rating is lame. You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm high as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. Call red truckers. There's bound to be truckers. We ride in the streets. We some wild motherfuckers. A shout for the battle. Can't live like cattle. I rouse for the rabble. Flip verbs like Scrabble. And rattle and trunker. Storm through the bunker. I'm chilling like a monk. General and chief punker. We fight like in Honda. So run like a Tata. Shakur, are you sure? More bumpy danga. Move like Shata. The boy get proper. I dropped on the net cause CDs get kaka. Rep for the set like I'm Zulu Shaka.
I'll get to you in all time.
You're now tuned to the burners. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace.
They blowed up the levee to try to move me out of. I'm deep like magma. You offer that powder. My style couldn't cower. I grow by the hour. And win like Belichick. My tech leaving sour. They can't stop pissing. My militant slick. Get them. Slaves to the rhythm, I sit them and hit prison. So call me up, do me the data when you need it. I'm lacing up the crew, all you get weeded. We pass another Dutchie on the left hand side. Then we pass another Dutchie on the right hand side. Cause the team undefeated at the whole world.
You're now tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace. You're tuned to the burning. Your crew don't concern us. I'm hot as a torch. Don't get scorched in the furnace.
Oh, yeah, the burners. That's what's up. The OT. I'm going to try to feed some more burners tracks. Sounds like something I want to burn something to. I think that's why they're called the burners.
Más del mar de
iglesia el fuego tierno que arde y brilla en el sol. A mí denme el bosque eterno cuando rompe el sol.
Guantanamera, guajira Guantanamera, Guantanamera, guajira Guantanamera.
Yo quiero salir del mundo por la puerta natural. Carro de hojas verdes, a morirme han de llevar. No me pongas en lo oscuro, a morir como un traidor. Yo soy bueno y como bueno, moriré de cara. Tiene el leopardo.
Hit it.
Okay. Wait, somebody said that was Adrian. Oh, wow, my fault, my bad. Oh.
I had to unmute myself.
You hear the what?
I had to unmute myself.
Oh, cool.
Man, that was hard.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm getting ready. I've been playing, listening.
And
building me up.
Yeah.
You play with me, Mama.
Huh?
You play with me.
Mm-hmm.